Okay.
Okay.
Should I move on?
Yes, please.
No, 25.
Page 25. We've made some...
Technical correction.
Right. We made a technical correction in numbering, which I'm not going to bore you with. And then in section between E6 and E7, we propose... that's the technical. Sorry, I need to get my back on track here. Okay. In section E7, we are making some clarifications to address a concern that the Natural Resources Council raised. The section E7 is, the point of the section is that if BPL has to make a finding on no unreasonable impact on fishing, then DEP shouldn't also be making the same finding. So what the point of this section is that if two different agencies are looking at the same project, one on submerged lands, one under NERPA and site law, they don't make findings on the same issue. So it gets divided. There's a clear dividing line, which I'm probably not spelling out real clearly, but that's the point. So that's that, and then we move on to E9, where we have amended the law to address concerns raised by the Island Institute and Maine Municipal, just in terms of the notice provisions. Who gets notice? Here we add the Marine Advisory Council, Marine Resource Advisory Council, and the Lobster Zone Council. And that's it for E.
Okay. Questions? Any stakeholders? Go right ahead.
Senator Chris O'Neill, members of the committee, again from Friends of Maine's Mountains. I listened attentively to Representative Van Wee, and I want to just rewind you to LD 1504, where the same issue came up about leapfrogging the appellate process. Currently, there is no industry that has had holy water sprinkled on it. This way, you have the process that would run the same course at the PUC and at the Workers' Comp Board. Those are both quasi-judicial agencies with professionals, paid staff. It wasn't right in the Wind Energy Act, and we don't think it's right here. If you want to revisit it, we'd be with you on that, Representative Van Wee.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much. Moving on.
Okay. F is there is nothing.
Yeah.
And G is our last section, and we have been working with Maine Municipal to try and come up with language, and I don't think we even have given it all to you because we were meeting at noon today, but we have a suggestion that in section G2, number 2, we would change the zoning ordinance to land use ordinance. We would take out the second sentence of the paragraph, and the relationship to state review. Currently, that's kind of where we're hung up. MMA doesn't like it. They'd like us to drop it, and we don't have a proposal yet. So
you're open to discussion.
Yeah.
Representative Fletcher.
One of the questions that I will ask, and I'll ask it now, what would be the impact of the language as written on the Home Rule Enabling Act?
Haven't
got to have a full explanation, but that's what I need to understand.
Right.
How does that impact my understanding of the Home Rule Enabling Act, which allows municipalities to establish be standard as long as, I think the term is, does not frustrate or something, the state standard, it can be more stringent than the state standard.
Yeah, I mean, I think the simplest answer to that is this would limit municipal authority to regulate in the interest of state policies to support and advance ocean, renewable ocean energy. We're limited to nothing stricter than DEP. It's the basic concept.
And that the follow-up question is, if what are the implications beyond, right now we've got jurisdiction in 3 miles, correct? So if we're out there 20 miles or 10 miles, assuming we claim some jurisdiction, how does that impact the Home Rule Enabling Act?
That's federal waters.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's MMS.
And, of course, the follow-up question is, if we are not going to build closer than 10 miles, is this language even relevant to municipal jurisdiction of rules?
Yes, Representative Fitz. Part of the discussion that led to this, and Todd can help me if I go off base, but the issue is that, let's say a project is proposed, whether in-state or beyond state waters, and an opposition group convinces a community to block it, to create some zoning ordinance that says under no condition will that happen, even though it's not even in-state water. But they become the obstacle to the project, not necessarily on reasonable for what anybody outside of that community might feel. There's a question as to what authority we give to municipality under that circumstance. How far does municipal home rule go? And the right to self-govern. And that becomes a very difficult question. And so what the attempt here is to address that and say, these are very unique situations. It could be that it's just the landing of a transmission line, of a submarine cable. And if a community decided to put the block on and it was the only place that you could practically bring it ashore, and that kills the project, is that advancing state policy or is that subverting state policy? And we landed on this side. Now, as a committee, as we beat this down, we may choose to not. But that choice was made during that discussion based on that.
Yes, Representative Adams. And again, not to belabor any issue that will be belabored at a work session later, and my concern, I would tag to that which Representative Fletcher brought forward. My first reading of the bill, this was one of the things that I had marked in the margin. I think we must revisit it when we do sit down to talk, because this particular issue was brought up in the land wind bill we passed 2 years ago. It's a thorny issue. It does impinge on constitutional questions that still have not yet been sorted out, even since the 2 years since we passed the other bill, and I think needs some thinking. With the result, as you've seen, that other land wind-based bills, proposals have met with some resistance, even in towns where nothing was proposed, merely to put their stake in the ground before anything was. I can't say which side is altogether right. I suspect neither is altogether right. And this is a very difficult field in which for us to be expected to play Solomon. So I tag with what Representative Fletcher said. There's some discussion here I think we still need to have before a state policy is completely forged on this point.